You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Dinah Vickers is back with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome.
Oh, good to be here.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, all right.
Amazing.
Taken away, breathtaken, if that's a word, by your performance on The X Factor last week. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
I loved it.
I was just having so much fun on it. It was amazing. I'm still like reliving it. I'm like, oh my gosh, amazing.
There was so much going on the stage as well. Was it hard to concentrate on just your bit? Because there was literally things changing every 5 seconds.
I had no idea what was going on behind me at all. Literally, I was just told to just face forward and just do anything and just concentrate, and I was like, okay.
Was it a bit nerve-wracking performing in front of all the judges again? Because I think I had felt like I was being propelled back into X Factor.
Yeah, it was more like knowing that there was millions of people at the end of the other screen, and then it was live, and that if I fell, then that would be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than anything else. But I mean, I was so petrified all day. But once I was on that stage, like halfway after like the first verse, I was just going for it. I just lost my nerves completely.
Well, it's always nice when an old star from the show returns to do their little bit.
I know, everyone was so warm. Everyone was like, "Oh, welcome back to the family."
So. Did you get to catch up with any of the current contestants? I mean, in particular, I know we shouldn't like him, but we love Wagner.
Really?
He's hilarious.
He is. I said hi to him. I didn't really speak to a lot of them. I spoke to Mary I said hi to them, like in One Direction. They're such little cuties, and that was it, really.
We were going to ask you, actually, who's your favourite member of One Direction? It's hard to choose.
Oh, it's got to be Louis. Louis?
Yeah.
Louis. I think he, literally, in a couple of years' time, he'll be a... It'll be a vision.
It'll be a lovely.
Lovely Louis.
Because it seems to be Harry and Liam that get all the attention. There's little Louis, the dark horse, just sat there.
Yeah, he's the dark horse. He'll be an Armani model, trust me.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, Dinah Vickers is still with us on the show. Played your brand new song a little earlier in the show, My Wicked Heart. Now, this is a brand new song that's not on the album as it stands. Is this correct?
Yes. I've been in the studio writing loads and loads lately, and I wrote My Wicked Heart, and I was so excited about it. I just wanted to get it out now, and I love the album, but I just wanted everyone to hear my new sound and just to get it out there sooner rather than later. So yes,
I love the fact you've got a new sound already.
It's a bit crazy.
I know, yeah, it is a bit crazy, but yeah, I'm just experimenting loads. I'm working with a really, really wicked producer, and we just had lots of fun with it. Yeah.
Now, before you go, we want to talk to you about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to do lots of little bits about Christmas with various people who've been on the show this year. So we thought, you know, Diana will officially love Christmas.
Yes, I do. I love it.
What has been the best present you've ever got?
Best present? Last year I got a record player, like a really vintage one, which I absolutely adored. I got a baby born when I was younger, and I loved that thing, my baby born. I was like,
it's like
a real baby. Yeah, it did everything. It was amazing.
Yeah. After one of those bottles where the milk magically disappeared.
Pardon? Oh, yeah.
And you get nappies for them as well. You get proper, like, doll-sized nappies that you can buy from places like John Lewis.
I know, it's amazing. I literally, because you feel like a proper mum, don't you? Like, oh, the baby's crying, it's amazing. Oh.
What's on your Christmas list this year?
Ooh,
what would you like if you could have anything in the world, Diana?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'd have a big stereo system in my new... I'm moving into my new house soon. I want massive speakers everywhere and maybe a budgie.
Okay.
Possibly a budgie.
What would you call the budgie?
Louis, after the guy from One Direction.
Okay.
You liked
him. Oh, yes. Louis.
Louis the budgie.
After Louis Walsh.
Yeah. Oh, Louis from One Direction.
Not Louis Walsh.
Well, we'll see you again soon, hopefully, Diana.
Definitely. Thank you very much, guys.
Best of luck with the song.
Yes.
And take care and have an amazing day. Thanks for chatting.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Diana Vickers.
Bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, brand new and exciting lady, Alexis Jordan.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're very well. We're very excited to have you here. Now, for anyone who hasn't heard of you yet, give us your brief background and your history, young lady.
Oh my gosh, I've been working for years. I'm just kidding. my mom says that I was singing since I was 2, and I've always loved it. I've always, you know, in school, done the whole choir thing, going to plays as much as I could and perform because that's what I love to do. But I was always in choir and stuff like that. So that's, and I always got the solos. Yay, yay. Then I opened up for Smokey Robinson for a Stevie Wonder tribute when I was about 11.
Oh my gosh.
That was really huge. And I didn't realize it until like now because I'm older. And then when I was 14, I got on a show for America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like, you know, that bittersweet. It was great, but at the same time, I didn't win. You know, I was 14, so I was kind of devastated that I didn't win.
That's your whole life when you're that young, isn't it? I mean, your hormones are all over the place because you're growing up as well.
Yeah, so I was like, oh my, I was crying. And my mom, I just remember my mom saying, it's only the beginning, it's only the beginning. And it's exactly what she told me. So after that, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, because I was at California. I was in California at the time, so now I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I started doing YouTube videos. My mom actually, I'm sorry, I'm like tongue twister today. She actually introduced me to YouTube, and I was like, Mom, this is weird. You know, kids don't sing in front of cameras, and anybody around the world can look at this. And then she's like, just do it, Alexis, just do it, and I did it. And the fans that were there from the show and the new ones came and kept coming. I had hundreds and thousands of views on my videos, and it became like really big. And one day I got an email from producers named Stargate, and I was like, who is Stargate? And
My god, who is Stargate?
I thought, I didn't know, and what is going on? Because in the U.S. producers aren't really like big, it's the artist that's big.
Yeah,
so we didn't know what to think of anything, and I didn't know that all the covers on YouTube that I was singing were all Stargate, which was kind of scary too. So we went to New York for the first time. We met with them, and we sang a lot of records. And then the next day, Jay-Z walks in. And I was like, what is going on? At the time, I'm 16.
Oh, my
what
God.
This is like a girl's dream.
Your heart must have jumped out of your chest when he walked in.
It did, but at the same time, I couldn't even believe it was happening because this stuff doesn't just happen.
No.
It's like, it was like a movie, and I felt like I was in one. So I'm sitting there like, come meet Jay. Like, it was like so nonchalant, and I was like, okay, let's go do this.
Imagine what would have happened if he'd had Beyonce in tow.
And Rihanna just pops in as well. She's like, hi.
I think I would have lost
it. Yeah.
And now that we're pushing the first single, Happiness, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Who was on the judging panel for America's Got Talent when you performed on the show?
And the people that were on the judging panel were Brandy, David Hasselhoff. I keep on forgetting this guy's
name. Is it first series?
Yes, the first series. And then another guy was on there.
It wasn't Piers, was it?
Yes, it was Piers.
Piers Morgan.
And then Regis was the...
The host,
and then Simon Cowell was still producing the show,
and I met
him too.
Yeah,
I did, and I remember it was right after I did the I Have Nothing song. I was crying because I was so overwhelmed because Brandy was, you know, I looked up to Brandy because all of her music, and then the movie Cinderella, working with Whitney Houston, that was amazing for me, and like David Hasselhoff was there, and the crowd was going insane. Like, you guys saw it on TV, but in like real life.
Oh my God.
And just standing on that stage and everyone standing up, a standing ovation, just threw me for a loop.
Who's the who's the guy in the video? Do you know him, or is he someone that was chosen for you?
In the music video of Happiness?
Yeah.
This is what happened. We auditioned for 2 days, and I could not find the guy. I was in the audition room because I wanted my music video to be perfect.
Of course.
I wanted it to be completely different from any music video I've ever seen. I wanted everything to move.
It's always nice to be able to handpick someone.
Yes, and I didn't want just like an ordinary video of just a girl like flirting with the camera. So it took time, and then my cousin was like, I know the guy. It was the day of the video. I was like, I need to find a guy. And then she's like, I know a guy. He goes to my college and da-da-da-da. And I was like, bring him in. And it was perfect. We cleaned him up, gave him a whole makeover, and it went very well.
I love that. You'll do, but we need to do something first.
It's a great video, though. It's quality.
Yeah, it's
thank
a beautiful
you.
Video. And a beautiful song as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We love it. Alexis, thank you.
Thank you, Alexis. We love you.
This is In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Claire Maguire joins us on the
show
tonight.
Hello.
You always get a warm welcome, warm studio, warm welcome.
Yes.
Very nice studio.
So fill us in a nutshell, about yourself. Irish family, brought up in Birmingham, and quit school to be a singer.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've been singing for all of my life, 23 years, writing for seven. And it's just been the one job that I've always wanted to do, you know, and I was just so determined. I worked really, really hard to get there and everything. And this teacher at school one time told me that I couldn't make it. So I sort of left school and just got a job. And every night I was sitting on MySpace trying to get like a fan base together and everything. And that's kind of how everything happened. That's how I started commuting to London and meeting people and stuff. So
I can't believe that teacher said that to you. It's really rude. How dare they? You'll never make it as a singer, so just give up.
Yeah, it's the way that it is, though, I guess. Like, people are just, it doesn't really, where I'm from, like, nobody does anything like that. You know, you just kind of get a job and...
That's a job,
yeah.
Have kids, live in a house.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't
not,
ever leave.
Definitely not be a musician in London or anything.
Okay. Yeah.
So tell us about the story with Fraser T. Smith, because we'll know him primarily through his work with as a producer. And there's one song we always play on the show that comes around quite a lot, and it's Florence and the Machine, You've Got the Love.
Yeah.
And we always play his version. That's the one that we kind of stick to.
Yeah.
He's got a very unique ear for stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's the most incredible producer around. He really, really is. Like, I've worked with so many, and all of them are really great in their own ways, but he's just so dedicated. And when I go into the studio with him, he just lets me do whatever I want to do, and he just kind of puts his edge on it, which is really interesting because we come from really completely different places musically, and together it just really works. And I really respect him. I think he's the most amazing person.
He's got such a pop background.
Yeah, Britney, JLS, kind of thing. Yeah.
Meeting a voice like yours.
Yeah,
you think
it's really,
it
really
work.
Different. Yeah, it's really different. I think that's kind of why it does work, because it is so different. It's kind of like a contrast, and everything I do, there's a lot of contrast in it. So.
Okay. Now, the single is Ain't Nobody.
Yeah.
The video is beautiful. It's just really simple but stunning at the same time.
Thank you.
Are you in a desert?
Yes.
Tied to a chair.
Yeah. it's in northern Spain. It's an hour away from Zaragoza. And walking in there, it really was like I was walking into a video game. It really is really surreal.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful amazing. Desert. It's quite different looking to, say, your typical sandy desert that you might see, like a Sahara.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. And they were really good, though. The director, Sam Brown, was amazing. It was like... We both sort of decided the concept of the video and stuff together, and it really came out really well, and sort of sat there the whole day with about 50 fans all like blowing my hair all day, and it was quite uncomfortable, but he made it really good. So
I was going to say, because your hair is blowing in your face throughout most of the video, did you at one point just want to go, just stop, just for 5 minutes, please? Although, did that keep you cool in the desert?
It kept me cool. Everyone else was like sweating, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
Just let it blow my face a bit more, it's fine.
And how about meeting Jay-Z?
Yeah, that was amazing. Like, he's one of my favourite artists. The Black Album is one of my favourite albums of all time. And we were in New York, and we were invited to his restaurant, and he came in with about five different people, and he was just like, oh, you're Claire Maguire or something. And he was obviously told to say it. He wouldn't know, obviously, who I was. And then...
Never know.
Never. But then he sort of asked us to come upstairs, and he got us all a drink and just talked to us about kind of the industry and how to make it and stuff. And he was really, really inspiring, really amazing man.
I bet your family must be hugely proud. Is it true you've got like 50 cousins or something?
Yeah, 50 cousins.
My God. So you have like a get together every year?
Yeah, I was saying like it's pretty much guaranteed that it should do all right in Ireland, because it's just going to be like all the Maguires. but we have like loads of parties and stuff, and all about the music and the drink and football, really.
Standard.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Thanks very much for chatting.
Oh, thank you.
Come back and see us soon.
Thank you very much.
And then acoustic next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
In demand.
Let's talk about the single from Hollywood.
Sure.
And the video, more likely.
Sure.
We all love the Bieber moment. The hair flick.
Yeah.
The attitude. The
thank
whole thing
you.
Got it down to a T.
Yeah.
Now, Justin Bieber fans are very possessive of him. Have you had any threats from any Bieber fans for spoofing him yet?
No, you know what? I think most of them that get it, I think they feel like that it's more about me giving positive props to Bieber than taking the mickey out of him. I think that, if they take it that way, then that's, they're just, it's, you know, that's their problem. But yeah, but no, I didn't do it to put him down. It was the lyric of the song was, "Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I watch you on TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are?" And I figured there was a few people to choose from. There's been a lot of stars like Bieber that have become gigantic very quickly and become teen sensations and stuff. But I thought it was current, and you know, and I'm supportive of the kid too. He's a Canadian kid, and I thought that was kind of great for Canadian music that somebody like him and another artist like Drake had such breakthrough years. I thought it was more of me actually kind of giving him props.
Okay, now if you were Justin Bieber now and you had literally screaming girls following you everywhere, would you be a good boy or would you be away sowing your wild oats?
Wow, he's 17 years old?
Yeah.
So how do I answer that? I think he's too young. I know we all know in reality he's not too young, really. But in legal reality, he's too young. I don't know. I guess I don't know what I would do. I was Bieber when I was 26. And I did okay, yeah.
You see a lot of solo singers nowadays, young male solo singers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like you say, it's not just the housewives who are fans, they obviously look up to you as well.
Well, that's nice to say. It's weird, you know, every day, it's the same for you guys. I mean, everyone is put in a position. Human beings love to categorize other human beings. And this is what you're good at, this is what you do, this is who she is or who he is. And it's up to us to try to rise above that and change people's perceptions.
If you weren't doing this now, what do you think? What other career choices?
I'd be doing exactly what you're doing right now.
Would you?
Yep.
You'd be interviewing other people like yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. And some of my best friends, that's what they do, and that's what I was going to do. I actually went right before I got signed, or as I was struggling to get signed, I was trying to do a radio show, and at the same time, I wanted to be a print journalist, and so I was going to go back to UBC. And even when I actually got signed, I ended up starting to write for a magazine in Japan. I write a weekly, like, you know, this little kind
column.
Of column,
yeah.
That was, and it was horrible. It was honestly horrible, you know? And I tell people this all the time. I was terrible at it. It was really more difficult than I thought it was going to be. I thought that that these wonderful things would just pour out of me, and they did. The problem is I only had so many words to use, and to get all of the things I wanted to say in these two paragraphs was ridiculous. And I kept on ripping up the drafts and going back over and then thinking to myself, I wasn't at all succinct in what I wanted to say here. I did not get my point across. I've lost whatever angle I thought that I had for writing this week's story. And I think I ended up quitting the thing, not 4 things into it.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Pierre Andre joins us tonight.
Yay!
Thank you.
Hello,
thank
Pete.
You. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Do you know, I'm really, really good. Don't like the fact that summer was here for about a day and it's gone. But apart from that, fantastic.
You're bringing the summer to In Demand tonight, so it's fine.
Do you see, I love when you say things like that, even though it's you that's bringing the summer.
Oh.
Alex, me and you, we're on the sidelines, mate.
Yeah,
we're on the sidelines.
It's always the way.
Pats on the back all round.
When you work with a pretty girl, that's the curse of the job.
Shut up, you make me blush.
So the new tune, Pia, it's quite a change in direction. When we first played it on the show, we weren't quite sure what to expect, but we like it. It's
yeah.
good, man.
Thank you. Well, look, this is actually that there's a lot more of a different direction when you get this album. I mean, the first song, Accelerate, which was what my choice was for a first single initially, is very kind of very current, very urban. This is like one of those. Have you ever heard of J2K? The guy that was with Roll Deep, you know, he's part
All
of
right.
that whole grime crew and
yeah.
Wiley's crew. Anyway, J2K lent his rapping vocals to Accelerate, and it's very, very British, very current. And then we've got songs on the album by greats like, you know, the legend Tyo Cruz. He's written
yeah.
a song.
Amazing.
Yeah, which
Good
I'm
times.
Happy about. And the awesome Guy Chambers.
Oh, wow.
Who was responsible for Angels. So, and... if, to top it off, we've got
Go
the
on.
Great Labyrinth that's lending
yes!
his yeah! legend. So,
we love
yeah.
Lab, he's amazing.
He is amazing, and he's written me two songs, one for the album that you can buy in the shops, and we've written one exclusively for iTunes that they're going to do a big package for. So It's great. And then we've got another collaboration, but that's purely for American. They don't want me to announce yet, but it's an American, two American artists, and I'm so thrilled.
Oh, my God. Now, you have said recently that with this album, you want radio stations to play the songs. You felt with the other album, it wasn't quite as radio-friendly.
I thought the other album was, but yeah. when we got down to speaking with the record label, who were, let me tell you, they're an independent label, and they were the only ones that had the faith on the last album. They said to me, we really should try and approach the you know, more, make it more radio friendly. And I said, yeah, but I don't want to lose the feel of the last album. They said, well, you don't. We might have to go slightly poppier, but we can make it more British, more cutting edge. And I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Now, we should mention the first time we did play Defender, I think we were the first radio station to do it. It was a while ago.
I love you guys. No, thank you. Did it have the military beat on it then?
It was military.
Final mix and everything.
Yeah,
because the military beat came in later on. Initially, I thought it was too poppy, and it was my vocals were quite, you know, sort of nice. And I just said, no. I said, this track needs some balls. I said, it really does need some.
You can hear gruffness in your voice in it.
Yeah, and I re-sung it more kind of the way I did Behind Closed Doors, more bit of grit, you know, that kind of thing. Plus, we added the military beat, and then I said, why don't we kind of do a Rhythm Nation style video? No one's done that for years. Let's do it, you know? And so we kind of got that whole Janet Jackson vibe, you know, which is what I mean, I grew up on these people, and I think you should show your influences.
Well, with the video as well, I mean, there's quite a lot of press up scenes and a lot of dancing going on. Yeah. Were you actually aching from top to toe the next day?
Oh, my God. The choreographer is a guy called Kenrick, and Kenrick choreographed the movie Street Dance. When I went in to rehearse with him, you know, at the end of the day, I was lying there, and he said, get up. And I said, man, I'm dead. He said, well, get up. I said, dude, to be resurrected, I need 3 days sleep.
We had Shane Ward on the show last week, and he was saying how he's got a new trainer. And in his first session with him, he had to crawl out of the gym, and he was like, we're done. This is it. It's over. He's like, nope, you'll be back here to do the same tomorrow.
No, you push you
to your limits.
Now, pushing me to my limits on dancing, I understand, only because we only had 3 days to get it ready for the video. But for the tour, I've told him straight. I said, mate, I don't want you to kill me. I want to enjoy this. So let's take our time and let me learn the routine slowly, because once I've got them, I've got them. That's it. Yeah. But I'm not one of these professional dancers that gets it within half a day. It takes me a good few days to get it, but once I've got it, that's it.
Now we should talk about your fans, because when we did play the single for the first time, Twitter went absolutely crazy. And then the next day, there were people going, we missed it. Play it again.
They're persistent, if nothing.
Yeah. And we tried to say to them, we don't control the playlist. When it comes up again, then we can play it. And they literally, some of them, they got quite angry. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I don't love the fact that you got angry Twitter mouse.
We got a bit of abuse.
Have I not, honestly, got the most loyal fans in the world? I mean, honest to God, people say, oh, the British public are, you know... Yeah, I just wouldn't worry, because the British public are fickle. No, I heard when I got told they were fickle, I said, you're wrong. They're not fickle. They are the most loyal people. If you give them reason not to like you, they won't like you. Mm. But if they love you, they're not going to just go, oh, we're bored now. They will stick with you through thick and thin. They're the best.
And one of your biggest fans is Cassie Wright. She's always tweeting us.
She's on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. She gets mad at me because I don't reply a lot, but I will try again.
I think she got mad the other day because she thought you'd unfollowed her.
Oh, yeah, there's some... Yeah, I think I got this tweet. Oh, you ready? This is what I remember reading. Okay. Oi, Andre, refollow me now.
She's aggressive.
And do you know what? I did. I thought, I'm scared of her. I'm going to follow her right now.
It's not an oi. You're like,
oi, Andre. Yeah. But she's really excited. I think she may have recently met you, or she's meeting you very soon.
They're great. They're great. And people know I genuinely love them. I'm not putting it on for anyone. People know without my coffee, I'm a grumpy little sod. So I try and drink my coffee, you know, but everyone knows I genuinely love them, and I love their support. And I know I'm only here because of them. So,
dude, thanks very much for chatting to us again.
Yeah, you too, guys. As always, you're great to me. Thank you very much.
Lots of love with the song.
Yeah, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to In Demand.
Amazing and brand new for Pink. It's called Raise Your Glass. In Demand Monday with Alex and Lucy. Lucy's live smack bang in the middle of Manhattan this evening.
Hiya.
Hiya.
You're right.
And by the power of sellotape and wires, we can hear you crystal clear. It's just scary.
Oh my God, I've just gone onto indemand.fm. You put that video on of me eating cupcakes. if anyone would like to see how to eat a cupcake very quickly, it's like a life lesson. Indemand.fm, click on the Lucy and the City link and you'll see it. And oh my God, you've put it on YouTube. Oh no.
Hey, come on, you're in New York, live it up.
Yeah, exactly, totes.
You can see all your photos there as well. It's really weird when you look at photos of people when they go on trips like this and you think, it's bizarre because I'm talking to you now live and it's like, what time is it there?
Here it is, 3:46 p.m.
But so many of these things just look like a film set, don't they? It's really weird.
It's crazy. Everything looks like a film set. I mean, we were just walking through back to the hotel yesterday and went past the Wedge building, which was used in Spider-Man. We were at Grand Central Station yesterday and everything you see, you're just like, I've seen this in the film. The piano from Big, you know, the Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
In a FAO Schwartz. In fact, I did a really funny video of that because we were filming it in there. And this dad is so cute. He brought his little kid with him and he's carrying the kid in his arm. And he started playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with his feet on the big piano. And halfway through, this little kid, I would call him an expletive if I could, ran across it and just completely hijacked this lovely dad's little song for his kid.
Did you laugh though?
I did. I laughed, turned to the camera and went, oh, someone had to ruin it all, didn't they?
In demand.
Here she is, live from New York. It's Lucy, man!
Lucy is live in New York City.
On one of the biggest missions she's ever had by invitation of Taylor Swift.
Yep, I've been invited here to New York to attend the launch party of Taylor Swift's brand new album, Speak Now. And this is what happened when I had a lovely chat with her. It's In Demand, and tonight we are very, very happy to welcome the lovely Miss Taylor Swift to the show. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I am so excited because the album is out today.
Yes!
Oh, I'm just freaking out. I've been waiting for this for so long.
Okay, now, tonight, to celebrate the fact your album's being released, you are having a gig in New York.
Yeah, this was something I wanted to do because this is my first worldwide release, and so I really wanted to include everybody all over the world in the release, even though I'm going to be in America.
Yeah.
So we decided to fly everybody in.
Why not?
Why not?
More people should do this, Taylor.
I'm so excited. I mean, Beth is here, your winner.
Yes.
So adorable. I love her.
Oh, my God. She is possibly one of our favorite winners ever on the show. Whenever we run competitions, you always get really nice people. But she was on all week because it was a winner stays on each night until Friday. And she literally knows so much about you. It's brilliant.
Aww.
And then she, of course, met you last week in London, didn't she?
Yeah, she was so amazing. I love it when people are really excitable and emotional, and like she was just so sweet. I mean, I had a blast talking to her and her family. It was awesome.
Yeah, so because I sort of spoke to her and I said, you know, how did it go? And she was like, oh my God, it was the best thing ever. And you all ate cakes together and you have pictures with your mum as well and her mum.
Yeah.
The great thing about Beth and all of your fans, actually, as we discovered when we ran the competition, is they are all so nice to each other, and you don't get that very often with any artists.
Aw, thank you.
Why do you think it is? What's this magic that you have?
I don't know. They're so sweet, though. I mean, like, I hear so many stories where fans have become best friends just by meeting, like, in line for tickets to one of my shows, and then they started going to shows together for, you know, all year, and in stories like that are so exciting because, you know, everybody in life needs a friend, someone that they can, you know, have a lot of things in common with, and having those friendships brought together by my music has been really cool.
And there is, of course, this forum, this massive forum online, and Alex and I kept checking it every night when we were running the competition. And they were all getting really excited about it. They were having fan listening parties to see how well Beth was going to do.
Aww.
And it's called Taylor Connect. So can we have a big shout out for Taylor Connect?
Yeah, Taylor Connect is on my website and it's my official forum. And those are the people that I can trust. I mean, I love them so much and they are so wonderful. We've had so many cool little secret meetings and fun things, and I love them to death, and I can't wait for them to hear the new record.
As well as the gig in New York tonight, what can we expect from it?
Well, I'll be playing new music, which is, I'm so excited. I've been wanting to play new music for so long, and finally I can because the album is out. So this will be one of the first places where you can hear some new music.
Okay, now, of course, New York as a place is huge, and there's a lot to do. For you, when you visit, what's your favorite? What are your favorite things to do when you go, if you get the time?
If I got the time this time, I would love to spend time outside. Like, I have a thing. I love the idea of being in New York as the seasons are changing, and, you know, I would want to see the leaves changing color and all that. I think that would be amazing. In demand.
And Taylor Swift is still with us, the brilliant single Mine. We love it, Taylor.
Thank you.
It's brilliant. It's so instantly catchy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for playing it.
Oh, no worries at all. Now, there's so many other songs on the album, of course, and you write from quite a personal perspective.
Yeah, that's how I've always written songs, and it's always been really natural for me to write songs about my life. I mean, writing songs for me sort of makes sense of things a little bit more. I mean, you can never fully make sense of love or life, but it helps clear things up for me. And I think, you know, having written songs all my life, well, since I was 12, it's been wonderful to get to only record songs that I've written. And especially for this album, I didn't have any co-writers, so it was just, you know, it's a lot of responsibility to take on, but I was excited about it. You know, sometimes people, they feel so many different emotions that it's hard to figure out exactly how they feel about a certain thing. When you write it down, I feel like the most prominent emotions are what you end up writing first.
Yeah, I mean, even with the song Innocent, we all know who and what that's about, which you performed, of course, at the MTV Awards, and it was brilliant.
Thank you.
But even with that, you're still nice in how you explain your feelings. You do it in such a diplomatic way, shall we say.
You know, my songs aren't always... they aren't always diplomatic. They come from a really honest place,
and yeah.
I just really feel like I have no choice but to write how I honestly feel, and it's been wonderful to get to do that and to have fans who apply their own stories to it and apply their own feelings to what I've, you know, experienced, and yeah. It makes me feel like we're all in it together.
How on earth do you keep your feet on the ground at such a young age?
Oh, well, I've always had this goal to, you know, keep my priorities in order. And I think you should definitely have the priority of staying the same person before all the success. And I think that entails keeping a group of people around you who will be very honest with you. It would be easy to find a group of people who would just tell you everything that you wanted to hear. You know, every time you put on a new outfit, they'd be like, oh, that's the best outfit you've ever worn, instead of being like, no, you need to change. That looks terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more into keeping the people around who will be like, no, that looks terrible, because then I can trust their opinion when they do like something.
Because you came here, when was it? About 2 years ago, the day after the Brits. And Alex and I just couldn't believe what a lovely, grounded, and quite, you know, mature girl you were for such a young age. We were like, she's great. We like her. And I'll admit, I wasn't feeling great the day after because I partied that night. And
oh, wow.
It just lifted my day. I was like, everyone needs a Taylor Swift in their life.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Right, Taylor, we will leave you to go and prepare for your gig.
Thank you so much. And it's really great talking to you. I appreciate everything.
It's absolutely lovely to chat to you as well. And we're really excited for the album release. Speak Now, it's out now.
Yay. See you later.
Thanks a lot, Taylor.
Bye. Across the UK,
you're listening to In Demand.